Blog Talk Radio.
Intro music, it was not my choice. I thought I had changed it, but obviously I didn't. We're going to be having a conference with a psychic medium tonight. This thing even working. All right, bear with me. This is my first attempt at solo, going solo, and I am trying to figure all this out. I seem to be getting more annoyed with it than anything. Anyway, tonight we're going to have a interview and discussion with a live psychic medium. She is going to do a live psychic reading on me, myself. We're going to talk for a little bit, and then after that, we're going to take some callers and allow you guys to ask one particular question of the psychic medium, and we're going to let her give a little reading on you and see how all that goes. As I mentioned before, I've kind of been handed the reins of Project Paranormal Radio, and this is this is my first attempt at doing it on my own, and so far it's a little frustrating, and hopefully it's just a bump that we can soon get over and move on. Right now I'm waiting for our psychic medium, Lori Johnson, to call in, and we'll get her on the air, hopefully, assuming that everything goes according to plan and I can figure all this out. So anyway, kill some air time here. I spoke to Lori briefly earlier today. I didn't really get into in-depth conversation with her or anything like that. I wanted her to do the psychic reading on me, but I want it to be 100% without any information about myself. I just want to see what she picks up, what she reads, and see if it correlates to anything personal regarding me, and see how accurate it is. I'm also going to get her to fill us in on some of the many investigations and things that she herself has done out in the field. So we're going to go with that and see. I'm hoping everyone has had a great week. Mine's been a little hectic, but that's life, I guess. And now I have dead air, which I really don't like. So anyway, while we have dead air, let me go into this and explain a little bit about. I'm not as talkative as some of the previous hosts. Let me explain a little bit about what we're doing and what we're planning on doing with the show. We intend to take the show, and we're going to talk about anything and everything that we can regarding paranormal. Now, if you look up paranormal, according to Wikipedia, that includes anything out of the normal, including UFOs, aliens, cryptids, ghosts, extraterrestrial life, and that's the goal that we're trying to reach here. We want to we don't want to box ourselves in, so to speak, and only talk about one specific aspect of the paranormal. We want to include anything and everything, and try to get a better understanding on what's going on. Eventually, you know, I'm going to take it a little bit further, and we're going to include some other things, like tonight, for example. We're going to have the live reading. I believe I have Lori calling in. Let me see if I can get her on with me. Hello, Lori.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Thank goodness I was able to figure this out and get you on the air with me. Yeah, it was a little frustrating. Mostly the intro song, I'm like, how do I stop this song? How do I cut in on it? And I had thought that I had went and changed it. To begin with, turns out that obviously I didn't, and it's some song by Red Hot Chili Peppers that is just really annoying.
Good band, though. Can't complain. Meant to be. Remember that.
So, anyway, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little nervous, mind you, about because this is, of course, my first solo run, and I'm trying to get everything down packed and get things going. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about yourself and psychic medium and what exactly that pertains to and what exactly it is that you do regarding this.
All right, well, I'm Lori Johnson. I don't like really using branded names, but I'm called a evidential psychic medium. I'm also
okay.
A healer. I do channeling. I can do astral projecting. I can do remote viewing. My main thing, you know, I was born gifted. And
okay.
I never knew I was gifted until I was in my 30s, maybe. But I always attracted people that needed to be healed or a kind heart or a kind hand. When I was 2, I remember an older man standing in front of me, and I never knew who he was. And I kept, you know, always, there's 10 in my family. There's 7 boys and 3 girls and my mother and father. And then always said, you know, Daddy, you know, there's a man right there. And, of course, I'm a daddy's girl. And he would go, Sissy, what are you talking about? There ain't nobody there. Go play with your brothers. Because, of course, I'm a tomboy, so I always was hanging out with the boys and the girls. And it took me until I turned 30 to find out that that was my father's father. He's a 100% Cherokee Indian who passed away I think it was around the time I was 1. I never saw him. I never seen pictures of him. But it was kind of cool to find out it was my dad's father, my grandpa, who's been beside me all my life. A few other times that I had a lot of paranormal happen to me in my life. Like when I was 6, of course, I was raised in Houston, Texas.
Right.
And, there was a family, and I tell this story probably a couple times on every radio show that I'm on, and of course I have a show of my own, but the family that we became friends with had gone to school, and I can't say their names, but I'll just, you know, like Sheila or Dwayne or whatever. It was a family of 4 boys, 1 girl, mom, dad. The dad was, he was possessed. There was something going on with him, and my dad, to me, you know, he's very old-fashioned, superstitious, you know, anything that's not to be seen, he never believed in. He always, you know, had an excuse or something to say about it or why it was. And he met this man, I'm going to call him Stan, and the man would be on the corner, the tip part of the home, that where they had lived, and he looked exactly like a human gargoyle, just sitting there with a shotgun in his hand. And at exactly 12 o'clock every night, every morning, early, you know, make them around in a circle and then hold each other's hand and just walk around in circles for hours, just totally hours. And my dad, you know, he had became friends with him. And my dad picked him up between 4 to 6 and every morning, every day. And he had basically healed this man and showed him, you know, there is a God, there is a religion, there is another way other than going the route of where he was, because the man was losing everything, just everything. His family was wanting to leave. They were unhappy. The home was constantly door slamming. Things were people were talking. There was nobody there.
This is due to the paranormal activity, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And, yep. And then when my dad had finally, you know, months, I'm talking about months, he talked to this man, Stan. He had gotten this man back on track. He was going to church every day. And then they finally had moved out of the home. And, of course, myself, my brother, a couple of my brothers, and then 3 of the boys the sons of the Stan, went to the home. And we walked up the back behind of the house, not in the front. And, of course, kids back then, you know, it was an abandoned home. These kids were tormented. They were horrified. They hated the home. We started, you know, the boys ran up ahead of me, around up the hill to the home, and they started throwing the rocks, and then there was like a little shed. It reminds me of the old-fashioned, because, you know, I'm in my 40s, so I don't know if everybody knows what an outhouse is. I'm sure they do, but it looked like a shed that was shaped into an outhouse that someone had put windows in. And something just kept calling me to it. So I looked in the windows, and there were three cots, three men laying on the cots. And, of course, they're not alive. And the one in the middle had sat up, and he was telepathically talking to me mentally, you know, mind to mind. And he says, "Do you know we're dead?" And I said, "Yeah, I know you're dead." He says, "You're not afraid of me?" And I said, "No, why should I be afraid of you? Are you going to hurt me?" He says, "No." And then all of a sudden he says, "You know, we died, and they burned me. They burned us." And I said,
wow.
And he made me smell burning flesh. He made me smell burning flesh to let me know that, well, he was basically letting me feel exactly what he went through, even though, you know, I was strong enough to not have to feel the burn, but I knew it was there. I could feel the heat, and I smelled the burning flesh. And all of a sudden, they were military, and he was showing me that back in the day, the time of the war that they were in, I'm not sure if it was World War One or Two, because, of course, I was six, but they were in green military high boots up to the knees. They were laying on the cot, and then all of a sudden, he just, for some reason, every one of them lost their shirts. I don't understand that. I still don't understand that, because I really never looked into it more. You know, with the gift that I have, I can see in the past, the future. I can, you know, see your ailments. I feel your ailments. Why do I have them? I don't know. I'm the type of person, I don't question anything as long as I know it's in the right path. So what information it comes through, I accept it and I release it because I know it doesn't belong to me, you know. And I do mentoring. I do a lot of mentoring classes. I'm on Facebook, of course. You found me on Facebook, you know, Lori Johnson, West Virginia, Shepherdstown. But when this man had laid down and showed me all three of them were with no shirt, just the military pants, the solid black leather pants, shoes, you know, I just knew he wasn't there to hurt me. So I'm going up the hill. I walk by, and I say, "Bye." And he said, "Bye." And then I walked up the hill, and all of a sudden I picked this huge rock up, and I threw it. We all threw a rock exactly the exact same time to the tallest window. Don't ask me why we did it. We just did it. And I'm talking about there's three. There's about six of us. Every one of us threw a rock at this one particular window. It bursted open. It just blew open, and something red, fiery red, just came right at us. We all looked at each other, and, you know, a lot of people aren't religious, but I'm just telling you how it was for us. We all looked at each other and said, "Damn the devil to hell," and it poofed. It was gone. It was fire red eyes, black around it. The face was just, I could probably draw it if I knew how to draw it other than stick men.
Yeah.
But anyways, after I'd done that, some of the kids at the grand, nothing scared me. I didn't care. It didn't bother me. It was like I was an out-of-body type of emotion to where whatever was happening, I couldn't feel it emotionally. And I walk around the house, and I see through the wall of the house, and it was the house that was there before the house that's there now, and there was a heavyset woman. And it was around the time, it has to be in the 60s, because the woman was telling me that they just built the bathroom onto the house. She showed me that it was a bump out of the house, even though there was no bump out of the house that was sitting there. And she's sitting on the commode, and she's looking at me. She says, "You see me?" And I said, "Yeah." And she has curlers in her hair, blues and pinks. And, you know, I'm sure you probably don't know, but the curler colors are, you know, sizes. And I could see all these in her hair, and she starts crying, and I said, "What's the matter?" mentally, of course, telepathically talking. She says, I can't get out. And I said, why can't you get out? She says, I'm stuck. And all of a sudden, she shows me smoke coming from out of the house, coming through.
Well, it's so odd that you know, first you had the men in the outhouse, and then you have the lady in, you know, in the bathroom. It's so odd that both are related to the bathroom. It kind of makes you wonder if they tried to go to the bathroom to get away from the, you know, from the fire.
It could have been. I'm not sure, but I know it was the two separate things, because when I was looking through the window, even though I saw them in this small white with a few windows, they still took me on the field, is what he kept calling it, the field. And he showed me that they piled their bodies and burned them, because he says there wasn't a space to bury them. There were so many that died.
And this
is
kind of when everything started happening for you, right?
Yeah, it absolutely did. When I started seeing the apparitions of spirits, hearing them, I mean, I always heard things. I always seen things. And the reason why I'm telling you this story, anyways, woman showed me that she fell over and died, and she made me smell, again, burning flesh. But the gentleman that was in the, I call it the little outhouse.
Right.
He followed me all my life, and come to find out, he's been my guide, and his name is Philip.
That's interesting. My question would be, how does it go from that, from seeing these apparitions, these spirits, to being an active psychic medium?
Well, the thing is, with the guides that I have many guides. I have seven higher power. I just have to repeat what they say. A lot of people say, what is higher power? They're still guides. But they told me that, I repeat what's being said, So I'm a very blunt person. I have nothing to hide. A lot of people say, well, what is a higher power? Well, everybody has something different. No one's the same. We're all as one, but we're all not the same. And I have seven higher power men, and it took 4 years ago to
know. When you say higher power, you're not talking about like God or religion or anything like that. You're talking about a spiritual guide, so to speak, correct?
Well, what I was told is that they were the seven archangels. There's seven men, and it never clicked to me until someone else had given me a reading that I trusted, because I don't know, I never went to.
The reason I ask that, because some people, you ask them if they believe in God, they say, no, I don't believe in God, I believe in a higher power. So that's what
I believe in God.
I'm trying to discern that these higher powers that you're talking about is not the same as what when someone says, I believe in a higher power. It's a total different aspect.
Yeah, but the thing is that to me, what is the difference? God created everything. So what is the difference of the higher power than God? God is our creator.
Well, if we were to say that the higher power that you're referring to, you're referring to a higher power as in the form of angels or archangels, whereas a higher power that most people would claim, they would be just saying God, but without saying the word God.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And a lot of people also don't call him God. They call him our creator. I call him both, because he's all in one. We're all part of God. We are part of his creation is what my belief is. Do I believe in the religion? No, I don't. I don't believe in the religion. And
it's funny you mention that, because that's pretty much the same as I am. I believe in God. I believe in the creator. I don't really subscribe much to the Bible or the religion and believe in the God of the Bible or the religion. I do believe that there's a God and we were created by it. That's a subject probably for a totally different show. That's just my personal belief. I don't discredit anyone who does believe that, because I believe everyone has to have that belief to fulfill themselves and carry on with their life. And if that helps them to be a better person, then I can't condemn that, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
Exactly, and this is what I'm told by my guides. They tell us, they don't go by a human vocabulary of words, because human, to me, I do read the Bible of the Old Testament, because it's more closer to Christ. in God's creation than it is the New Testament. Do I bash anybody? No, I don't, because back in the day, you could not get me out of church. I was a Sunday school teacher. I was I loved church. I loved going. I knew every verse in the Bible.
I was raised in the church, and as I reached adulthood, I went to many different churches to try to gather the aspects of those as well, to learn all I could about, you know, religion in general. And, you know, I did a little research on my own on all of it. And the main thing is we don't fault or judge people for what they believe. If that's someone needs to make their life fulfilled and get through their day-to-day events, then so be it. I can't fault anyone for that.
Well, my favorite saying is, and it is in the Bible, it says, thou shalt not cast the first stone unless you are as pure as he. And there is not one person on this earth that is as pure as God or Christ himself, you know, our
Savior.
That's
right.
His son. There is nobody. And who are we to judge anyone by anything? The only time, and I don't even say I judge, the only time that you will find, and I'm a redhead, the only time you'll ever find me getting peeved off is when somebody is hurting someone else, or they're hurting themselves they're not seeing their self-worth or their self-love. I am gifted. What do I have? You know what? It's immaterial to me, because if I'm created this way, why do I need any explanation on what I can do and what I have as in far as the vocabulary of human words? You know, a psychic medium to me is immaterial. Who am I? I was born Laurie Johnson. That's
right,
who I am.
Right. That's exactly right.
I'm not a god. You know, just because I have gifts.
Well, the main thing, I believe one of the main goals in life is you have to be true to yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, person
for a long time. Absolutely.
So
I mean,
many
I was
people just don't even know who they really are.
Well, you know, I've been there. You know, I was a very abused child, and then I grew up, and I wound up marrying at 18, and I was abused then. And then I got married again, and I got abused then. And it took me until my late 30s to realize, Lori, you know what? Stop trying to heal everybody else and heal yourself, and then you can heal someone else, because then you have something to offer.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. And one thing with this show, and me personally, I will never try to preach to anyone, first of all, because I don't claim to be omniscient and know the answers to everything.
Exactly.
So I don't feel like it's my place to preach or try to change anyone.
My rules are that if I do not go to anyone, if they need help, they will be guided to in my path. God puts everyone in each other's path for reasons. And when they come into my path and I them, then I know to talk to their spirit guides and their guardians and their past loved ones, and then they pass on the information from that, you know, from them. And then I can relay what's going on. And of course, my number one thing that I'm very proud of is being a healer, because my first main goal is if you come to me and your heart is hurting, I want to look and see what's going on with you. What are you bringing from your childhood?
That's what we want to try to do here tonight on the show is to, you know, assuming that you're open to it and agreeable to it, try to get people in contact with you so that you can, you know, if that's your goal, so that you can fulfill that.
Absolutely. I love it. I mean, I'm open to anyone. You know, I do have a website, and if you don't mind me telling it, You know, if anyone wants to have a deeper
we'll repeat it at the end of the show as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I'll get you to repeat it at the end of the show as well. But, yeah, go ahead. Just put it out there.
It's www.psychicloriejohnson.com, and they can go there, and of course I do charge. I've been giving readings all my life for free. I was mentoring for 8 years for free, and this is when the self-worth comes through to the point where we, you know, people don't realize our bodies are 90% water. You know, we're human.
That's right.
But we're still 90% water. And when we do readings, we become dehydrated. We get worn out. We're fatigued. You know, and it's a lot of work. Just because you're not seeing us working with our physical hands, trust me, when I do my readings or any other psychic medium out there, intuitive, any of them, and you know, there are fake ones out there. So, you know, with me, I have a rule. Don't tell me anything.
Well,
ask me one question.
Right.
And
right.
That's it. Don't
that's
say
exactly
anything unless I just want validation on what I say. I don't like anybody telling me anything because then, to me, you know, like I said, I've never seen a palm reader. I've never gone to a psychic. I've never gone to a medium. It took me 7 years ago, coming this February, I met Kevin DeMaria, and I had gone to him because my dad passed a year before that. And I'm like, okay, my mom is living with me, and she's so down, and she's depressed, and she wanted to, you know, her and my dad were married for almost 50 years. So, you know,
right.
10 kids.
Let me interrupt you real quick. I see I have a couple of callers on the line. You
okay.
Guys, we're going to do a few things first, and then I'm going to open up the switchboards. So if you want to try hanging up and calling me, I just don't want anyone to be on hold time for a very extended amount of time because we are going to do a little talking. Lori,
you got to remember. But the radio, if they don't stay on hold, then they're probably going to not be able to get called in on the line. I have a radio show too, Whispers from Heaven, and you have to keep them on. Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, this is my first night solo, so I'm assuming that is correct and that is how it's going to go. Last thing I want is for someone to be sitting on hold. But
yeah.
What
but
I want to do.
On hold, then they're going to lose their spot, so be careful with that.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just trying to figure out how everything works. What I want to do, Lori, is to you first about some things that just makes me curious. Now,
okay.
You mentioned something about the guides, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
My question is, if you're able to see these guides, these I would assume positive entities, are you also able to see the negative ones?
Of course I do.
Can you describe that for me?
It depends on what you're asking. Do you want me to describe what they look like, or what do you? The thing is, The thing is with me, I work in the light of. I say love and light all the time. It's the love of
right.
Christ and the light of God, is what it means. And
right.
Anything that comes negative, do I see? I work with the paranormal across the globe, only on the phone. I have never met any of them, and I have worked on with a lot of paranormals. And also demon doctors. I've worked with churches. I've worked with police searching, you know, bodies that have been missing for years. Do
right,
I see
right.
negative? I call it negative. You call it demons. I call it negative. Yes, I do.
Well, you know, that's the terminology. I'm just trying to figure out what exactly they are. And
well,
and,
let's,
you know,
let's say, let me tell you this story, what happened with my very first face-to-face. And it wasn't face-to-face, but because I can remote view and I can astral project. I ask permission before I do any of this. So, you know, somebody calls and says, look, my home is being haunted. The doors are slamming. Somebody's knocking stuff down. I see a dark shadow, you know, and I have my own beliefs. I'm not down in any paranormal down there, but you know, you're coming to me. You're asking for me, and I'm a very blunt person. And I look for truth. I seek truth. I taste truth. I taste it. That's all I seek. I want the truth. And there was a woman. She calls me up. And she says, Lori, she says, I have a problem. There's a very dark entity, spirit, whatever you want to call it. And he's walking around with a hat. And she says, and he scares me. He goes in my closet all the time. He goes in my bathroom, slamming my doors. He knocks things down. It gives me the creeps. Is there any way that you can see what's going on? And I, of course, ask for permission because I do not violate anybody's privacy without their okay. And she said, yeah, please. So what I did was is I said, okay, I'm going to be in face of you, and you're going to feel a little bit cold, and sometimes it's warm. It depends. Now, if it's cold from me and I'm remote viewing and astral projecting to there, I'm physically coming, my mental state is coming to where she's at. And I looked around and I said, okay, I found him. She said, what is it? And I told her exactly what her room looked like. I told her about the basket of dirty clothes on the floor. She said, yeah, you're right. You're creeping me out, but yeah, you are. I said, and I also see that you're sitting down in a light chair, but it has a cover on it. And she goes, oh, my God, you are really freaking me out. And I said, hold on now. I said, he's in the shadow right close to a window where you're sitting in your room. There's a bed that looks like it's on the floor. She says, yeah, that's right.
Right.
And then there's a door, but there's a window, and there's a dark shadow in the corner of that room. And she goes, yeah. I said, he's standing there. She said, what do you mean he's a he? I said, honey, I'm going to tell you what he looks like, and you tell me who he is. And I told her what he looked like, and she goes, Lori, that's my dad. I said, honey, let me explain something, what I'm told by my guides. The darker they are, it's a spirit, it's a soul that has passed away and that has unfinished business. Now, in this particular thing, she started crying, and I said, what's going on? And she said, well, that's my dad, and he molested me when I was little. And I said, well, your dad is still there, and the darker he is getting to, you know, a lot of people say it's some kind of a death or whatever. No, it's not. It's to me, from what I found, it's a spirit that he's so ashamed, he's becoming darker and darker. And I said, and he wants to know if you'll forgive him. And she goes, no. And I said, and this is the reason why he's getting darker and darker, because it's also producing anger in him, because you're not letting go.
That's the interesting concept. You know, it kind of does help explain a lot, you know, as far as the luminescent see-through spirits in comparison to the dark ones, and it kind of makes more sense. Mm-hmm. That you know, the longer they persist with unresolved issues.
Exactly. It's the longer you keep that spirit earthbound,
the closer they get to just pure malicious darkness.
Exactly. Then you also have the ones that come to you, and it's a huge, I'm talking about, and I've dealt with one of these before, huge. And they're not as dark as the guy that's in the black hat, but it's a huge entity to the point where it just wants to be mean to everything. And it's only because it's angry. And somebody there has unfinished business to where he is absorbing your energy, and somebody.
But we also know that these dark entities can travel the light away, correct?
Well, the thing is with me, they can travel, but it, you know, with the paranormal, I don't believe anyone pregnant, anyone on a particular medication or drunk or drinking should be on a paranormal. You know, I'm being taught, you know, you guys have different slang. I have different slang as far as when I do readings. A tag-along is something that grabs a hold of material, like your bag, your coat, your shoes, your gloves, or something of that matter. A Klingon is something that connects to your body. And to me, when it connects to your body, it's attached to you, because there's an ailment in you, and you went, especially when you're sick, you're weak. Are you not? You're weak.
Right. Well, that's very interesting.
That's how I feel the entities or the spirits can move around, and nobody's realizing this, is because they're moving themselves. Because if something dies and it's unfinished business, or it's lingering in a particular place, how can it move? It can't. Unless you move it yourself. There's no way that thing can go out.
That makes sense.
Okay. There's no way it can come out unless it's riding on you. And this is what I tell everyone. Any paranormal group that goes on a paranormal investigation, first, I believe in prayer. The Archangel Michael is a perfect prayer, because, you know, they know you're protected. You put a shield around you from the top to the bottom to the bottom to the top. Through yourself. And know and have in your heart belief that you are protected, because our own energy, when you're insecure, what happens? There's no difference in the spirit world than there is in the living. You know, you're where they want to be anyway. So to me, if you're insecure about, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my girlfriend, you keep talking yourself into it, energy is going to make it happen.
That's right.
Because
that's right. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
I've been through that, and you're right. Because you do things inadvertently that you don't even recognize that you're doing to push
absolutely.
That situation
it's
in that direction.
That's, absolutely. That's why I teach in my mentoring classes, you know, self-worth, self-love. And the first thing that you're going to be able to do that is by healing yourself from the inside out, letting go of the past, because the past, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing anybody can do about it except, you know what, look behind you and say, it was a lesson. Thank you. I learned my lesson. And go forward. Stop letting it dwell on you. To me, if you still hold on to something in your past, it's that person or that thing is still controlling you now.
And that's a difficult lesson for a lot of people to grasp and to learn. That being said, let's get to the meat of the show. What we're going to do is, you and I, we spoke earlier, and you can correct me if I'm mistaken. I did not give you any information about myself.
No, I've never met you. I didn't know you know what you look like, except
strictly talked on the business aspects of the show tonight. So what we're going to do now is, and this is with your permission, you've already said earlier that you'd be more than happy to do it, and we're going to basically give everyone a sample, if you will,
okay,
of what you do and what you're capable of. And you're basically, you and I have talked, and for all the listeners, Lori's basically going to give a psychic reading of me. And
okay,
if it gets too personal, I'll say, hey, it's a little bit too personal, but I will confirm if things are true and accurate, and if things are, you know, or not. So we're
okay.
gonna give you guys a sample of what Lori actually does. So, Lori, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, what's coming through right now with you, because I'm a healer, so that's the first thing that I'm gonna go to from you. There was a certain age, and I'm getting between six and seven. It was once in a while at 4 to 6, but it was 6 to 7. Did you suffer from fevers? Because this is a main thing that's on your mind a lot, because you feel that you were abducted. Is that correct? That you were lifted and you could feel yourself lifted. Is that correct?
That is very correct.
Okay. So let me ask you, did you suffer from fevers?
Yes.
Okay. And after the fact of the fever, did you become ill with an earache?
Oh, yes, I had many infections.
Okay. Okay, but the fever started before the earache, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
There was one time
okay.
in particular that I have in mind.
I know, I can feel it. I can see it. I'm actually in your past right now, and what I call it is, it's the biblical cord of your life. I go through it. With your permission, I'm looking through what you went through. I feel everything that you feel because I'm an empath. I sense it. I feel it. I live it. And what I'm getting is I can see you being lifted. This is around the time your hair started getting a little bit darker. You're a thin child. I can see that your body and your leg, your body was a lot longer than your legs until you got older. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure I have the right child, because there's a couple of them in that house I see. You know, there was a lighter tear child that was in there, too, in that house. So I could see that child as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that was my older brother.
Okay. All right. What I'm getting is I see a twin bed. Is that right?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a twin bed by yourself that had white covers and sometimes a light blue? Do you remember that?
I don't recall.
Okay, well, I do see the bed. I do see the bed close to the window. You're constantly looking at it. You always love seeing the tree and then the moon coming through it. Is that correct? So basically what I'm seeing is that you have always been mentally talking to somebody, but you knew that was not there, but you knew that he was there or they were there, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can
You could, yeah. I mean, I guess you can call it that, but yeah, I've talked to
myself
a lot.
Well, I know you're feeling. Okay, you're feeling. I can feel that you feel that you were abducted, is what I'm getting, and I do see your body lifting.
There was one incident in particular as a child that I. I'm sorry.
Was it at night? Okay, and what I see is what once you were drawn through, up. You were actually sucked sideways is what I'm getting, is that you were up, lifted up, sucked sideways, and then all you remember is everything was gray. Is that correct? You remember the eyes, the dark eyes?
Yeah.
It was
the best that I can explain it is I've always thought it was just a dream. When I was young, I related them to cat people.
Yeah, I see them too. But that's your total.
And so I thought it was just a. Yeah, I thought
well,
it was,
came
a, thought it was just
because
a dream.
One, right. Yeah, I see that too. But this was a particular time to where you felt a lot of pressure in your chest. You felt like you were in half. Is that correct? Like you couldn't see
yes,
the bottom
that's,
of the hip
that's
down.
That's very correct. In this particular dream, I seem to vividly, and I told my caretakers and my brother about it at the time. I vividly remember reaching to my back and not feeling a hole there.
Right. Okay. So what I see is you were experienced on, and then all of a sudden I feel you being. To me, I'm getting 3 to 4 hours. It could have been 6, but it was 3 to 4 that you can remember. And I see you being back on your bed, and I'm not being rude, and I'm not trying to get in too much in your details, but you woke up and you peed yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Your bed was wet?
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, you know, in my mind, I'd always put, oh, it was just a dream. So, as far as remembering, you know, I don't remember, you know, because I'd always pretty much just considered it all just a dream.
Right. Well, there was a lot of times that you were in the woods. I see on a, they're telling me a Huffy bike, but it's an old beat up something somebody put together bike. And there's times that you've lost time from there, too.
I'm sorry?
You lost time.
That's so interesting because my grandfather, he would go to the junkyard and he would gather pieces of other bikes and put them all together to make those bicycles. And there was one time in particular when I was riding this bike on the sidewalk, and the next thing I know, I was waking up at my house in my bed. My grandmother was getting me dressed and taking me to the hospital. Doctor. Yeah. And I don't even know what happened. I don't know if I fell. I don't know what happened while I was on that bike. I don't know how I got back to the house.
Yeah, but what I see is I see a stream of water. It was a stream. I could see a stream of water, and then I see a lot of trees. They're not huge around, but I see trees everywhere like you were in the woods. And then all of a sudden I see you being knocked off the bike. You rolled, you sat, something, you were in your sleep. You're in your sleep, not sleeping, but you were put to sleep and your body sat beside, you were sitting at a tree with your legs. I call it the frog sitting, to where your knees were up at your chest and your hands were around it like you were trying to catch on to something because you felt like you were being lifted is what I'm getting or what I'm seeing actually.
I don't have any memory of that. Well, I mean, if that were, you know, the actual occurrence, I don't have any memory of that particular incident.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. You know, please continue.
Well, I only feel a few times like there was another time something happened to you 2 weeks ago. Is that correct?
Um,
as far as, I mean, a lot of things happen.
Displaced hours.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay, because I'm seeing a woman. She's not big, but she's, you know, a medium-sized woman. Her hair is thick. It's light, but it looks like to me her brows are dark. Is that your wife?
It'd be my girlfriend.
Okay, same difference to me. She has big thighs. Not to be rude, I'm not being rude. I'm just trying to figure her out. Because I can
yes.
see her. She has big eyes, big wide eyes.
Yes.
Okay, a small narrow nose, but it kind of like comes out on the side a little bit.
Yeah.
Her lower lip is bigger than the upper lip. I see a tattoo on her. Is that a heart?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The reason why I'm bringing it up is because I can see her trying to wake you up and you wouldn't wake up.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I don't really recall that particular event, but I know that there's several times when she has tried to wake me up and she says I wouldn't wake up.
Because you feel her smack in your face. You know what you ought to do, because I'm being told by your grandpa, because your grandpa's coming back through. You need to get a tape recorder and put it beside your bed and just start recording. Something is going on in 6 days to where you're going to go back into what I call them fits. It's a sleep mode. Something
okay.
is literally going on with you. I would love to do a distant healing on you, truthfully, is what I'd like to do, is because I want to see what went on with your past lives, because I'm getting seven lives with you, and this is not your first life that you've gone through with this.
Seven, wow, I hope they were better. You know.
Why do I see goats with you a lot, goats?
You see what? I'm sorry?
A billy goat. You know what a billy goat is? A goat. Why do I see
yeah.
a goat with you? Do you
goat?
Have goats around you?
No, I don't.
Is it
when
a
I
dog?
Was young, I'm sorry?
Was there a dog that you guys had or your grandpa had that looked like a goat? Had the little goatee at the end of the chin, black and white?
No, not that I can recall.
Okay, because I'm getting a goat with you, but I'm not. It could be your totem. It could be your spiritual guide, your animal guide.
When I was young, I lived with some foster grandparents. They lived on a farm, and they had a lot of livestock.
Okay, you just verified it. Okay, you just verified the goat. Did you used to talk to the goat?
It's possible.
Okay, well, that's what I'm getting. And that goat passed away, so I'm seeing that goat still with you. So you do have a totem guide.
There's one particular incident that I have a memory of. I don't know if it's a dream or if it really happened, but I remember seeing myself. I see myself small. At my foster grandparents' house, climbing up a tree, and a bunch of cows passing underneath me. And I remember my grandfather telling me just to stay in the tree and wait.
Okay,
and then,
what I'm getting
you know,
is something. Okay, did your grandpa have a tractor, a big green, a dark teal, green, bluish tractor that had always had a tire that was always flat?
My biological grandfather, no, he didn't. Now the foster
okay,
grandparents, they
okay,
might have, and if so, I was so little, I don't remember.
Okay, so the foster grandparents that I see, the older man, he has salt and pepper hair, he had dark hair, but he was a heavy set man, a round head with a pointy chin, a little bit bald up at the top. Is that him?
Yes, you described him perfectly. I actually have a picture.
There was something wrong with his knee? Was there something wrong with his leg or his knee? Because
yeah.
I see him limping. Okay, so know that he's coming through also for you?
I remember seeing, I have a picture of, and I tried to get in touch with these people as I got older with no success, but, you know, I have a picture of me sitting on his lap.
Okay, well, what I'm getting with him, he had heart problems. He had a weak heart. He also smoked a lot. Is that correct?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, I see cigars in his mouth sometimes. Okay, because I see tobacco around him a lot, but I also see cigars with him once in a while. I see him taking a swig out of a flask once in a while. He hit it. Okay.
Like I said, I don't know. I was probably 3 or 4 around the time.
Right. Okay. Well, what I'm getting is the reason why he's coming forward is with the thing that you just said that you remember with the cows and all. Excuse me. What I'm seeing is, and you are about 3, almost 4, something happened to you with that tractor. And all you did was, it was like you got knocked down and almost ran over. I don't know if you got ran. I don't feel that you got ran over, but you did get knocked over. And it was like a ditch where you had landed and the wheel was almost on you is what I'm getting. And you looked over and there was cows, because there's a brown cow with white spots, or it was white with brown spots, and I see a black and white one. But why do I see a horse?
Yeah, there was one. There was one.
Okay. Yeah, but that's a funny-looking bull. His head almost looks like it's square to me with a pointy chin. I'm looking at you laying beside you as the baby and looking at what you're seeing, because I see a field. I see a little bit of green stuff. I see one tree. It looks like an apple maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it was, the branches were relatively low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could have been an apple. Honestly, I don't have very good, memory of my childhood due to things that have happened, and I kind of blocked a lot of it out.
Right.
But, I remember that farm. I remember the smells more than anything. And as I said, I remember I keep having this vision flashback of being up in the tree and the cows. They were basically, I guess, coming into the feeder. And, I remember being told, stay in the tree for now. I'm going to come get you when the cows pass.
Yeah, I'm getting that was a traumatic thing that happened to you with that tractor.
But the tractor incident that you mentioned, it's funny because I do remember seeing, I do remember that. I mean, it's not like a bright, brilliant memory, but I remember something about the tractor tire.
Right. It's huge.
And
besides,
as you said,
your kind of body. Because I see you, and you're a little short thing with a, I call it a Cambodian belly. You had a belly, but you were tiny. You were thin. You were like a beanpole, I call it.
That's funny you say that because I was very malnourished as a baby, which led to, I was told that at one point I looked like one of the little Ethiopian babies.
Yes. Yeah, I see that.
So it's very interesting that you say that. But please go on.
So what else do you want to know?
Just whatever you... whatever it is you can pick up.
Okay.
I mean, just be blunt. Feel free to say whatever comes to your mind.
Right. I just see that you are a very tough kid.
Mom.
Very tough. A lot of yelling around you, a lot, I see.
Right.
Mostly the woman, the dark-haired woman. Long, narrow face. She's about 5'5", 5'6". Probably not even that because she got heavy. Is that your mother?
That would be her.
Okay. Yeah, I see a lot of yelling and smacking things around and slamming doors and... like, did you get slapped in the back of the head a lot? And in the forehead also? Because I'm getting slapped. Okay. Also, I see, who is the man that always picked you up by your feet, by your ankle?
That would be the father.
Okay. Who tied you around the tree?
Tied me around a tree?
Yeah, you were let off. That, you were being smart mouth, and I could see somebody putting something around you close to a tree.
Yeah, that would be the grandfather and father, yeah.
Okay.
They thought it was funny at the time. And,
or were they in a
yeah.
cult? They were in a cult?
Only if it's the cult of idiots. Other than that, no, I don't know.
Okay, because I'm getting a cult. And there was a barn near your home. There was somewhere right off. Like if you looked out, your home was not facing the road. Your home was facing sideways of the road that I'm seeing. And then if you came out of the house, a small house, you could see a barn towards the left. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff that went on in that barn. A lot. I don't want to go any further than that with that. I'll do that private.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when your torment started. I don't want to go into it anymore. It's private.
Okay, well, let me fill you in a little bit on some of the things. When I was a baby, myself and my older brother were really abused, and we were taken from my parents and given to my grandparents.
Okay, well, not to be rude, and I'm not competitioning anything, but for some reason, I keep hearing that you were the mistake and you were being tormented more than the brother.
That's pretty much right dead on.
Okay.
I assume it's because my mother had an affair with one of my uncles, and I guess the man who raised me treated me differently because I guess he didn't know if I was really his or not. I don't know. I don't try to wrap my head around the dynamics of
you and I
their,
can talk later. We'll talk privately, honey. Trust
but,
me, I see everything. There's nothing you can hide.
But
you
when
ask
I was,
my person, what I do is I do healing first, and you're actually, believe it or not, healing right now because
well,
you're
was,
getting it.
Right. Well, I lived with my grandparents from the time I was 5 months old until I was eight. And then at eight, somehow the parents, you know, got custody of me and my older brother again and moved, took us to Florida so that welfare couldn't keep tabs on them.
Your brother, was he very hard to handle, the foster parents?
No, I was more of the rebellious one.
Yeah, but I see your brother. Yeah, you were the physical, and he was the verbal, is what I'm seeing. And the people sent you back to them, is what I'm seeing.
Oh my God, that's what caused us to go back with my parents. Is that my brother? My older brother kind of got in an argument with my grandmother.
Yeah, I see it.
He said some things, and my grandfather took it wrong. My grandfather thought he said something that he didn't say, and so my grandfather came in getting on to him, and him and my grandmother got in a fight, and other outside people stepped in and got in contact with welfare, and it just went from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it, honey.
But, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I think your parents only kept you, 6 to 9 months because of the money, the stuff that they were getting for you? For you two?
What do you
mean?
It
was all about, they only wanted you around when they didn't have the money, and when your dad didn't want to work and your Mom wanted to dwell in her own problems.
That's pretty much true.
Okay.
That, I mean, we were basically slave labor for them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty much true. And I stayed with them until I was 17, and then ran away.
When you met a girl with long brown hair.
I'm sorry.
Did you meet a girl around that time? Tall, skinny, a little bit shorter than you. She might have been your age or might have been older. She acted older. Yeah, because she's got long, straight hair. She always had it cut across at the back, but always long.
I mean, that could possibly be my son's mother.
Because I'm getting the name Stacy, and I'm getting the name, you met a couple of them. You were rebelling big time.
I mean, my very first girlfriend, her name was Stacy.
There you go, honey.
So, maybe
she had the light hair, though. She had dirty blonde hair, dark brows, kind of bushy.
Yeah, she had dyed her hair blondish.
Yeah, I see her. Chubby cheeks, but she wasn't really, she wasn't a big girl. She was just a round face with chubby cheeks. A little bit,
yeah.
I see a little pale, though. Yeah, I see her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this kind of what I want to, I'm sorry?
I said, are you still a skeptic now?
I mean, I have to admit that some of it is seems circumstantial, but there's some of it that is just completely right on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, naturally, I'm questioning whether it's something I'm saying or doing, you know, that's providing this information, and obviously it is, but more on a ethereal plane than a physical one that's giving you this information. So what I'm saying is I am giving you the information through my aura or spirit or ethereal plane.
I don't think you're giving it to me, honey. What happens is with me is I detach myself and thoughts from me, and then I go into your past to the point where I actually use the guidance of your grandfather, the shorter, older woman that has a little bit of a hump on her back. You have a lot of people that talk to me, and they're your guides. That I can, they talk to me, and then I can also go to the point where I can go on my own, and I tell people what I do is I ride the energy of your past, and that's why I call it the biblical cord of your life. You know, you already admitted that you have memories you can't even remember. So how can I come up with your memory like a mind reader? You know what I'm saying? You know, there's no way. How can I see something you're
well,
not?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of abuse and physical and mental trauma in my life.
Okay, well, is your father passed away? Got dark hair, parts on the middle, in the middle. This man has a mustache and a beard. Very crater face, wide nose, dark eyes.
He has not passed away as far as I know. I haven't spoken to him in about 3 years.
Okay, does he have a big neck also?
A big neck?
Yeah, I call it a big neck, like a man that with muscular build.
Somewhat.
Okay. So is that your dad, honey?
Yeah, I mean, it's as far as I know.
Okay. Did he have tattoos?
He had, yeah.
Okay. Why am I seeing, was your dad in the military?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you need to get a hold of your dad.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. Just letting you know, we can see him.
Yeah, I understand, but no, that's not going to happen.
Well, that's your choice, but is he in his 60s, early 70s?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very angry-looking man?
Yes.
Okay. Always in fights? I see a scar around his eye, his left eye. I see a big, big scar around his left eye.
No, not, I mean, there was no scar that I'm aware of. I mean, he claims all
the
insights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like he got burnt a little bit. I'm not sure what it is. Could have gotten a fight, black eye. Not sure.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. A lot of people didn't like him.
Okay, and who is the older man with the bushy beard, mustache, glasses, little balding up at the top? People coming through.
I don't think I know.
Okay, he's a little bald up at the top, but he's white-haired, white beard, white mustache. His nose looks like it's been broke.
I don't know, honestly.
Okay. Well, you haven't talked to him in years, so it's probably someone that was in your life that you knew. It could be a grandfather, your dad's father, maybe. He looks like ZZ Top type of dude.
No, I mean, there's no one that I really, nothing's ringing a bell.
Just remember what I said, and you'll soon find out.
Okay, kind of dwelled on me for long enough. Obviously, there's more that's a lot more personal.
Yeah.
I'm sure these people want to hear all the details of my sordid past. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to take some calls.
Okay.
And let some people talk and see what it is they might want to talk about or have to ask.
All right. Well, just remember, it's one question. One question. Doesn't matter what it is. Just one question.
Right. Okay. You guys, feel free to call in if you want. The number is 323-580-5703. You'll be prompted to press 1 to speak to the host. Go ahead and press 1 at that time, and I'll get with you accordingly. All right. We're going to see about taking our first caller right now. Hello, you're on Project Paranormal Radio.
Good evening. My name is Denise.
Hi. I'm Brian, and we have Lori as our guest.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Lori. I'm
How
good.
Are you?
I was in your room last night.
Oh, yeah, because I'm actually... Are you worried about a male? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, because he just came right through. Is that your dad?
Yes.
Okay. He's not doing well, is he?
He's gone.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry for that. Yeah, he gave up. He was very weak.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's happy. He's content. He says no more hurt. He's very proud of you. He says that you dealt the way he wanted you to do it, even though, excuse my slang, and I don't mean to cuss, but he says the damn people left me in the hallway. He said, but I did get to see some girls tushes. Sorry, but he's a flirt. I have to repeat what this man said.
Yes.
So he was in La La Land, truthfully.
Can I tell you what he had?
Go ahead.
He had carbon dioxide poisoning.
That's what I kept saying about the lungs, the breathing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I took, it was last November, not in 12. And I was, I took it very hard.
Oh.
And I speak every day, and I just don't think I'm being heard, am I?
Oh, yeah, you're very, very much heard. And you're gifted, and you need to get some mentoring. I'm serious. You have a healer in your hand.
You know who I am now, right? From last night? Jan 21?
Who?
You told me last night I was gifted. Jan 21, 62?
Oh. Maybe, you know, I'm not being rude or anything, but you know what, not to be rude or anything, but I have so many people, and when they I read for them, I let go of everything. Everything.
Yeah. Amelia actually read me last night.
Okay.
Yeah. But I sent you a Facebook message today asking you how to go about my gift. Yeah.
Yes.
But thank you so much, and you're such a blessing. And oh my God, Brian, I feel so bad. I've been listening to the whole thing. Your poor life, honey.
He's a strong man. He doesn't realize that he's also gifted too.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
I've been told throughout my life that I was empath. I really can't pick up on people's feelings. And by all means, this show is not for pity or sympathy or anything like that. I really don't subscribe to any of that. It was mostly to help you guys understand what exactly it is Lori does and how accurate she can be.
Oh, I definitely believe. Yeah. She's very gifted.
And I think the main issue with me is I have blocked out and pretty much gone in myself and erased so much of my memory that things that she's saying, I really don't remember. You know, when I try to look back at certain periods of my life, it's just total blackness, total blank. And it was all
maybe
intentional.
That's a blessing.
I wish it was. I wish there was more that I can go in and erase. But I do appreciate you calling, and I'm sorry to hear
and
about
I appreciate
your father.
What both of you are doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish the best for you and your family as well.
Thank you. You also. You too, Lori.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
All right, Lori?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get another caller. Good evening. You're on Project Paranormal Radio. I'm Brian, and Lori is on as well.
Hello.
Hi.
And your name is?
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay,
I know you,
Jennifer.
Brian.
Can I ask you something?
Okay,
you're
on the air with Lori. Go ahead and ask one question. This is actually a friend of mine who's been on the show several times. Go ahead, Jen, and ask Lori.
Right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but there is a concern that you have that you're holding in your heart. It's a male and a female. Are these your children or grandchildren?
No.
Okay.
But,
so the one short, dark hair, and I see the girl with the light hair.
No.
Yeah,
I was calling about my grandparents.
I'm sorry,
they both have dark hair. They died when I was very young. I think it was like one or two or something, but I always felt I was very close to them for some reason. And, you know, I just always feel like they're around me, and I was just wondering if you picked up on anything like that.
I still see two children with you, two young children. I also see a blind woman, a very old woman. She went blind. She likes sitting in a particular chair, very thin, long fingers, very elegant woman, set in her ways. She had big knees. That's coming.
Is she related to me?
Yeah, I'm getting a grandmother. But I think I'm getting mother's. So it's probably a great-grandmother or it's an aunt. But I'm getting grandmother. Belle?
Belle?
Belle, B-E-L-L, Belle. There's another word with it, but I can't hear her. She's whispering.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Okay. And then there's a gentleman walking forward here. He's a tall man between 5'8", 6'1", nice built. His hair turned salt and pepper color, more gray to me. Big eyes,
that sounds
dark.
Like me.
That
sounds like me.
This is a father figure for her.
Okay.
Yeah. Is your father passed away?
No.
Okay, because this man is, hold on. He's showing me a trinket. He said a trinket.
That I have, or?
It has to be a validation that he's showing you. Did you get a trinket from your grandparent, your grandfather? Well, you've gone through a lot of stuff, too. Was there a lot of people in and out of your life, male-wise?
No. I mean, me, per, like, romantically, yeah. but no, my father's mostly been out of my life.
Your father has?
Yeah, we don't have much contact. My parents have been divorced since I was probably, like, 2 years old.
Okay.
But,
is he a business type man? To me, it could be law, it could be real estate. I see a lot of a paper with him. Also,
my father?
Gentleman. Yeah.
Oh no.
What did your dad look for you?
He works for PennDOT, Pennsylvania Department of Transportation.
A lot of paper. It's the same thing to me. Very business.
Yeah, yeah, he's in the office a lot and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. I also see contracts with him. You know, the not contracts, but what are those things called when you're writing down, you're sketching, like,
blueprints?
Yeah. I see a lot with him, a lot.
Yeah, he does a lot of projects, yeah.
And is your dad almost in his 80s?
What's that?
Is your dad almost in his 80s?
No, mm-mm.
Okay. So this man also is in, he's showing me, he looks like he's in his 80s to me. Sorry, but he does. Like he's hard time. My dad, he became white, had white hair at the age of 22. So he looked older than his age. And this man has a hurt hand. He's showing me his hand. It got hurt. It crushed. I don't know what happened to him. When was the last time you heard from your dad?
Geez, months ago.
Is it about 6 months ago?
Oh, yeah, it was over the summer, maybe June or July.
Okay, because I'm getting about 6 months ago, between 6 and 9. But you were very angry with him, disappointed. Is that correct?
No. We met because I had finished school and he took me out to dinner celebrate, I guess.
No, I feel that you were disappointed because the way you just turn away and walk away, maybe it was that. I don't know. Because like I said, I'm a healer, so I
Oh, him and my mother were dating for a while.
Oh, okay.
You know, and she told him she loved him and he didn't return it back. So, you know.
So you were disappointed in him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
so,
could be it, yeah. But that was very early, maybe a year or more ago. Maybe about a year.
Are you in paranormal also?
Yes.
Okay. But you're also gifted as well, yes?
well, yeah, I think so. I'm actually struggling with that right now.
Okay, so... You sense things when you put your hand down on something. Is that correct?
Sometimes, yes. I put my hand on a lot of things, like when I'm in a location.
You get more vibes off of it when you're touching is what I'm getting.
Right.
To.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You have sensibility.
That's pretty interesting.
You also have smell. You could smell things. I could see you smelling. I could smell it with you.
Uh-huh. Yes. I smell everything.
Yeah, I see that. I see you fell, was that the last paranormal investigation you were on? You tripped or you fell? You didn't fall, but you're falling. Something tripped you. Like something grabbed a hold of you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, if I remember correctly, this is a story that you, Jennifer, had told me about before.
Tripping?
Where you hurt yourself?
Yeah, because I see that she tripped. It's like something grabbed a hold of her underneath the chair or the bed. It's an old building. Wherever the building is or the house is, it actually looks more like a shaped as a church to me. But upstairs there was a bed, and there's a fireplace there because I can see a fireplace. Very old. It's a very old building, whatever it is, because I can see a little child's white rocking chair, a tiny bed, a twin bed. Something did you feel that something grabbed you around your ankle and you tripped? You felt like something, you almost tripped? You got scratched on the arm?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, something you fell into, it scratched you.
Didn't you tell me that you had stumbled into something or bumped your leg on something and hurt your leg?
Oh, my gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
Right.
Where was it?
I don't know. All I remember is you saying that you were investigating an area and you couldn't see and you had hit something and bumped into something and hurt your leg.
Can I ask you if you just cut your hair?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, because there's a male stepping forward. He said you need to leave your hair alone. You're always cutting it.
Yeah, once it gets too long for my taste.
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to have to wrap this up and move on to our next caller.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate you calling in, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller.
Okay.
Hello, this is Project Paranormal Radio. You're on. I'm Brian, and I'm here with Lori.
Lori Johnson.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Brian. Lori, I feel very compelled to speak with you. I just feel drawn to you.
Okay. Dude, who is Dan? I'm getting the name Dan thrown at me right now from you.
My name's Jaren.
Okay. Do you know a gentleman named Dan?
Not right off the hand, no.
All right.
And what is your name?
Well, my question is, I have a certain passion, and I want to know where that passion leads me to. It's a hobby that I have that's also a passion.
Okay, because I'm getting a few things from you. I do see that you like piddling with things with your hand, but I see a lot of iron, like the penny. What is the penny made out of?
Copper.
Yeah, copper. I see a lot of copper around you. Is it a birdhouse?
No, not really.
Are you creating birdhouses also? Have you done birdhouses? Because I'm getting birdhouses with you.
No, I have two outside, but...
Okay, well...
I have to interrupt if you don't mind. I didn't catch your name.
My name?
Yes.
Jeremy.
Okay. All right, that's what I thought. That's what I thought it was. Jeremy is also a friend of mine and actually was helped me, it gave me the show, literally.
Yeah, I was the host before, and I just kind of give it up because I really didn't have time for it anymore, so Brian took over.
You and Scott Sasquatch?
Sasquatch? I'm very interested in Sasquatch, but no, I don't hunt Sasquatch.
Your mind is like a, not to be rude, and I'm not saying anything out of line, but your mind is like a gerbil wheel to where you're constantly thinking, you're constantly needing to see something with you. You always have to do something. I see bites with you.
It is interesting, though, that you mentioned Sasquatch because Jeremy and I have been talking about getting together and actually doing a Sasquatch expedition hunt.
So she's kind of on target there, Jeremy.
Well, she's on target, too, about my mind. It's like a gerbil wheel because my mind never stops, even in my sleep. It just kind of jumps from one thing to another constantly.
Okay, because what I'm getting right now is, Jeremy, something happened traumatically with you. It was a dark car. It was a sports-type car. I don't know what the name is. I'm a girl. Go ahead, right? At 19 years old, something just totally changed your aspect of everything. It was like it was a total turnaround. Is that correct?
Yes, I was involved in an accident.
Okay, and it was a dark car, correct?
Yes, it ran into the back of me.
Okay, but you hit on, I see a tree, I see a rail with you, and it just totally woke you up to the point where, you know what, Jeremy, it's time to start giving a blank blank, is what I hear you telling yourself.
Right, right.
Okay, but it also
That's
had to do with the... It also had to do with the female also, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I see the woman, too. Well, the girl.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
so what
I
is
mean,
it
my thing... Go ahead.
What is it that you're exactly wanting to know?
I'm the founder of a paranormal group, and I strive to be the best, and I want to be the best. You know,
yeah,
I want to take
you have
on.
A very, okay, what I'm seeing with you is that you have a very short temper of nonsense. Everything to you is nonsense unless it smacks you in the forehead. Is that correct?
No, but I do know somebody like that.
Okay, well, I'm getting from you.
No, I'm actually
you,
a very laid-back person.
Okay, hold on. What I'm getting from you is that if it, you can't see it, you don't want to, you want to believe it, but everything is like it's nonsense to you. Don't tell me, show me type attitude.
Right.
You want the proof, black and white.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. What's going on with your hand? Because I'm getting a pain in my hand and in my elbow.
Well, pain in my hand. I'm playing with a pen right now.
Okay, because I'm getting... Yeah, because you get aggravated, you grab and grasp a lot of things. Like, you might not be verbally angry, but you grab things when you're agitated, like you're writing really hard or you're full force.
You have
force
to be doing
it.
Something with your hands.
That is so dead on.
Yeah, but I also get an accident with the right side of his body also, like a couple ribs got broke, something happened to his leg to where it was twisted. I get the back of the head around the ear was hit also.
The back of the head around the ear is I have ear trouble, I have hearing problems, and I had a surgery on my ear, and I actually drilled a hole in the back of my skull.
Okay, so do you have Meniere's disease, honey?
Do I?
Meniere's. It's called Meniere's disease. It's caused from swimmer's ear.
Yes, the disease of the mastoid.
Okay, I see it. It was nerve damage is more what it was, though, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And you still get burning sensation at the top of your ear? Because I'm getting that.
Yes,
also.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
What's going on with the belly button? Do you have a hernia?
No, I don't have a hernia. But I mean, it hurts every once in a while. But no, I don't have a hernia.
Do me a favor. The belly button's not supposed to hurt, so go have it checked. You have a hernia.
Okay.
It's a type of hernia that it's from the biblical. You know, when your mom had you, and it's the cord. There was not damage, but it was twisted. You were twisted in your mother. What I'm seeing.
Right.
And there was a lot of tension on it, and you have inside intestine, belly button, where the belly button, where the, you know, the cord is connected to the mama, but yours inside is bothering you, and I'm getting that you have a hernia. And you actually have been eating a lot of junk food, too, also, right?
Yes, I have gained a lot of weight in the past year.
Okay, so this is also putting a strain on the belly button from the inside because you're pushing the belly button because I'm seeing your hairy belly. Sorry, but I see
everything. Now, see, I picked up on that too, Jeremy.
Oh, what? The belly button?
The junk food weight gain. I picked up on that too.
Yeah,
that's a real joke. We got to mess with each other.
Yeah,
well,
but
Jeremy,
he's also having bowel problems too. Not to be crude or anything, but you're having problems with the bowel. Constipated.
My fiance sitting over there shaking her head. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And Jeremy, I appreciate you calling in. You know how the show goes, buddy. I gotta move on to the next caller. But go to the doctor, get that belly button checked out, and let me know. You know,
it's more intestines and stomach wise. It's because of the pressure of the food. He's eating junk.
Yeah.
Right. And Lori, I will be getting in touch with you to do a private reading.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Definitely. All right, both. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye bye.
Brian, if you'd like to give my website out again, it's www.LoriJohnson.com, or you can add me on Facebook.
Okay, and I'll be posting that also to the Project Paranormal page. We have another caller we're going to try to get right now. We have 22 minutes left to the show, so we want to try to keep the questions in the conversations to about 5 minutes, because I actually have two callers on hold. We're going to go ahead with this next caller. Good evening. You're on Project Paranormal Radio. This is Brian. I'm here with Lori Johnson.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
What's your name?
Melinda.
Melinda?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm Brian, and we have Lori Johnson, the psychic medium, on the line as well. Do you have a question for Lori?
Yeah. I just have some concerns for one of my daughters, and I want to see what she is picking up.
Okay. Does it have to do with something with the mail?
No.
Okay. The first thing that came through with the energy, because that's what I do, is I read the energy, your energy. So it's basically, can I ask you if it's you that's confused with the male?
Possibly.
Okay. All right. With your daughter, how many daughters do you have? Because I'm getting two. There's actually another one, too. She's a little bit older. Okay. All right, because I'm seeing there's actually three that you're worried about. The other one, you know, that she's headstrong, she's more like you, acts like dad. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the one that you're worried about, is this the youngest or the middle child? Because I'm getting middle. It would be the third.
Youngest.
Okay, because this one I'm also picking up with the third child. Okay, so you're picking on the, you're wanting to know about the baby. Okay. All right, is her hair like a dirty blonde? I see her hair light, but then her roots dark. Did she dye her hair?
No.
Okay, for some reason I'm...
No, that would be my third one. That would be the third middle.
All right, because that's the one that I'm still drawing to. All right, I'm not trying to be rude, but I have to say and ask exactly what's coming through. And if it gets to the point where it's personal, you can add me on Facebook. We can go in more detail, or you can go to my website.
Okay.
With the youngest one, she's really peeving you off. She's ignoring you. She's defiant. Is this correct?
No. She's not too bad. She's been getting that way a little bit. She's getting into that age.
Okay. But basically, she is getting that way, though, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're feeling left out of her life is what I'm getting. Like she's trying to leave you, and you don't want her to leave you. You're feeling abandoned a little bit. Like you want to be in her life, but she doesn't want you. She has no time for you. Is that correct?
You're really picking up on my third daughter.
Okay, well, I'm also getting it from her, too. I'm getting from that one, too. She's She has, she's quiet, but when she's mad, she's mean. She's mad.
That's my third daughter. You're picking her up, I believe. No, my fourth, I guess, when I was concerned of some health issues.
Okay.
But, yeah, the, everything else you are relating to my third daughter.
Okay. Well, I'm also getting it from her, too, because she doesn't want to be baby-sized, Mom. All right, I'm getting a lot with her. I'm getting joint problems. I'm getting breathing, chest problems with her. Is that your youngest child? A lot of headaches, her eyes hurt.
Yeah, she has glaucoma.
Okay, because I'm
her eyes hurt a lot.
I don't know why I'm seeing it, but does she have epilepsy?
No.
Okay. So does she ever go into staring fits? Can I ask you that?
Into what?
Staring fits, like she goes and just stares off.
I have nothing that I've noticed.
Okay, well, now that I've mentioned it, if you don't mind, go ahead and keep an eye on that for me. Also, is she complaining about headaches and her ears hurting real bad all the time?
She complains of headaches, but I think a lot of it has to do with her eyes.
It's her eyes and her sinus.
She gets a lot of pressure on her eyes from the glaucoma.
Yeah. Okay. Does she sit and rock? I'm seeing her rocking a lot.
That would be her. She used to a lot when she was littler. She's actually broken a couple of my chairs.
When you're not looking, she still does it, especially when she's agitated, I see, and she'll still rock. And she has dark hair, but she still has highlights at the end. I see highlights at the end of her hair, like almost like your color almost.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she does rock.
Does she love art?
That's my third daughter.
Okay. Does this one love art, too? She really wants it. She loves looking at it.
She's not so much into it. I don't know. Her taste changes, you know.
Yeah, it does.
13,
because I'm seeing her look at art, and she loves colors. The more the colors, the happier she is.
Yeah, she likes colors, a lot of colors. A
lot of colors. So what is the question that you're wanting to know, darling?
Well, I just, she's been having a lot of health issues with, and I just want to, you know, see if she was going to be okay or.
Okay, can I ask you if you have an animal in that house?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a white dog or a cat? It's small, but I see something white with spots on it.
Yes, a beagle.
Okay. What I'm getting is she might be allergic to that, and that is also a health issue type thing. We never think of that, but it could be the dander off the animal. But I would have her checked because that's mostly what I'm getting with her, the ailments that she's having. I see a lot of
infections. Right, we're not saying to get rid of your pet or anything like that. But
you can also... Yeah, because there's shampoos out there that you can give an animal, you know, wash the animal in, and it's gone. My sister had to do the exact same thing with her daughter.
Okay.
No, I would never tell you to get rid of anything because I love animals.
But right.
If you want to know the pinpoint of her problem is what I'm getting is the animal dander.
Okay, most of our concerns, too, like she developed a thyroid problem,
mm-hmm.
and she put on a lot of weight,
mm-hmm.
and she's concerned that she's not going to lose that weight. And
yeah, okay. Well, she's does she like being out? I mean, I don't see her outside a lot at all. And you know, I mean, you can get her like a tricycle or something for her legs, and keep her busy all the time, or do what I did back in the day. I would put heavy books on my belly and just kind of like suck in and out. I mean. That'll tighten it up. I see that she has a don't ask me why it just came through, but a high fructose diet. Is that correct?
She might, but I mean, she's been trying to eat a lot really healthy, but she sometimes slides those junk food in.
Yeah, I see the junk food, but I also see hardly no vegetables, Mom, and if you don't eat the vegetables, I mean, you know, to me, the way I've learned, because I taught also yoga back in the 80s, to me, vegetables can burn off a lot of fat also. It's like, you know, eat your salad first and then your dinner. You know, that's what I learned with myself. I mean, not everyone is the same. You know, if you have a dessert, go ahead and eat the dessert first, you know, and then it'll flush it out faster after the fact of the food. I mean, that's my own personal type thing. I mean, I don't like junk food. I don't like sugar. The only sugar I get is in my coffee, and that's a lot.
Right, that's how I am. So, okay. I just,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really... It's really brought her down, so I just wanted to see how.
She's very smart. Very smart woman. She's a very smart girl. She I see that she's very particular on the books too. So keep her busy. Let her keep busy. The more she's busy, the more she can move around and burn off, you know, the calories.
Well, Melinda,
okay.
I appreciate you calling in. I hope we were able to help you. I'm sorry that it couldn't be for longer. We have 12 minutes left for the show, and we'll try to get a few more callers. I appreciate it, and take care.
Thanks, you too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
All right, Lori. I thought we had another caller on hold. We actually don't. If you guys listening, if we still have 12 minutes, if someone wants to call in and speak to Lori personally, then feel free to do so. In the meantime, Lori, there was some things that you said with certain people that was pretty spot on. With others, it was kind of hit and miss on some. And I guess the way that I'm trying to visualize how this information comes into you, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems almost like scanning through a radio station waiting for the song to come in.
Well, with me, I can give the information that comes through because I do know that it doesn't belong to me, so I have to say what comes through and what's being said.
Right. Now, could it be that it's about someone else, or could it be because I'm on the phone with you too that it's actually about me and not the particular caller?
No, but I've already gone through this before too. Just because it doesn't happen.
It is that distinctive, right?
I can separate. I know how to separate energies. Your energy is on my left, and she would be on my right.
That's what I'm trying to.
Yeah, no, not a lot of people can do that, and they do get confused when there's a crowd around. That doesn't bother me because I know how to separate. Yeah, but with her, you know, it might not make sense now, but it could be, like I said, I can see the future. So, you know, you ask me a question, the information comes to me through my guide.
Right, right. And by no means am I trying to, I mean.
Oh, no. I'm glad.
I'm not trying to imply anything or insult it or anything like that. We actually do have 2 more callers online. We have 10 minutes left to showtime. We want to try to keep these questions and the conversation as short as we can so that I can get both callers in. So we're going to go ahead with this next caller.
Okay.
Hey, you're on Project Paranormal Radio. This is Brian. I'm here with Lori Johnson. You have a question for Lori? Hello?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Your name?
Sheila.
Okay. Hi, Sheila. You have a question for Lori?
Yes. Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have one question.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's a way you can tell me if by chance the, how would I word this? If the current situations I've been going through, if they will get better.
I'm getting a no, honey. He's not going to change.
No?
You know, I'm getting that he's not going to change because you already know that. You're just hoping because you still want that thing in that past. And sometimes, you know, we want to change the particular thing that's going on. And is this a man that you're in love with? Because I'm getting it from the heart. So is this a husband or a boyfriend?
No, it has to do with my daughter.
Okay.
That's probably the love fine.
But it does have something to do with your husband, though, correct?
He and I, my fiance, he and I have been trying to get married, but just been postponing it. It's just so. But
okay.
Okay,
so your question is does it pertain to the children, the daughter's father, is what I'm asking?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's why I asked you if it had anything to do with your husband or your boyfriend. So basically, your children's father, that would be your ex-husband or to be ex-husband. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what is the particular question that you want to know? Are you going to get custody? Is the girl going to want to come live with you? Are they going to go with their father? I mean, what is your question?
It's a very touchy subject. There's been a lot of dilemmas in the past and present and stuff like that. And I just would love to know that someday that it'll come to an end.
You're talking about the battling with your new to-be husband?
The ex.
Okay. So, what I'm trying to understand is all right, do me a favor because he's got one more caller. Add me on Facebook and we can go into more detail, or you can go to my Facebook.
Lori, let me interrupt. I can help you out here. I actually know Sheila. She's my ex-wife. She's my son's mother.
Oh Lord.
She has
Don't
a daughter.
Give too much detail.
I'm sorry.
Don't give too much detail because then you're telling it. You know, there are people out there that'll fake it right off your information.
Basically, what she's wondering is when the drama will end.
Yes.
Okay, what's going on in August? Because I'm getting in August is what's going to happen because you're going to finally put your foot down and say enough is enough. I'm living my life the way I want. So it's basically, it's actually all on you because you're the one that you're saying things, but you're not standing up for yourself, and you allow others' opinion to rule your life. Is that correct?
I've been dealing with this off and on for 12 years, so yeah, to a certain degree,
okay.
You could say that, yeah.
Okay, so it's actually, that's what I'm seeing. You need, this is what I teach in my mentoring classes, or even if you add me, we start talking, you go to my Facebook, I do a healing on you.
Mm-hmm.
I teach people to learn self-respect and self-love because, you know, I went through the exact same thing with my children. You know, I left my youngest son's father, and I was worried about what my son was thinking about me. Well, the thing is, he's still a child. They're not an adult yet. So why would I worry about what my son's doing or vice versa, me with them, when they become an adult? Because one day we're going to be gone, and that child they're going to be afraid to move on. So you need to learn to not to be rude. I'm not being rude.
No offense taken.
Okay, you need a backbone, honey, and you need to say enough is enough. You know, because when you finally put your cookies and your brownies down and say, look, this is what I'm doing, like it or not.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank
no
you.
Offense
I'm calling.
Taken.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
I'll be in touch with you soon and get in touch with Lori. I got one more call.
Thank you.
We've got about 5 minutes left. I got to get them before the show goes off. All right. Take care.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome, ma'am.
All right. We're going to go ahead with this last caller. Hello, this is Brian. You're on Project Paranormal Radio. I'm with Lori Johnson. Do you have a question for her?
Yes, I do.
Okay, your name, please?
Melissa.
Okay. Hi, Melissa. You're on with Lori?
Hi, Melissa. How are you? What's your question, honey?
My question is, when will the drama end with my son's father?
Your son's brother?
Yes.
Okay, so is this from another woman?
No.
Okay, so it's basically your child, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so is it the younger one that you're worried about, or is it the older one? Because I'm seeing an older one and then a younger one.
I only have one son.
Okay, so what is your question, honey? Because I thought you said, when is it over with his brother?
No, I said, when will the drama end with his father?
Oh, with his father. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I couldn't hear you. Sorry. Well, I see that they're both alike and they both nag each other. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, what I see with your son and with his dad is that dad says one thing, he does something different. Your son gets mad and he jumps all over dad saying you lied, or he's very disappointed in him. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, so what is your, I don't get your question then.
Child is 5.
Okay,
so,
the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And dad.
You want to know if he's going to come into his life more? Is that what you're asking?
Not exactly.
Okay. What is what's the particular question you're wanting to know? Because there's a lot of issues with that. There's issues between you and him, and then the man with the child.
I just want to know when the drama's going to end.
Okay. Do me a favor, because this is a little bit personal, so I can get in more detail, because I see a lot of things with this baby and the man, and there's questions. Is that correct?
Kind of.
Okay. Add me on Facebook, or go to my website, and then we can go a little bit more further. I'd rather not talk about, you know, a 5-year-old baby's issues and yours. You know, because I can feel your heart. You're confused. You're sad. You feel abandoned. Do you understand what I'm saying? Go ahead and add me on Facebook, and we can talk more privately.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Melissa. Okay, Lori.
Yes.
All right, we're down to 1 minute and 30 seconds. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, I think I have another caller. Let's see. Hi, you're on Project Paranormal Radio. This is Brian Sons. I'm here with Lori Johnson. Do you have a question for Lori? We have 1 minute.
Yes, I have two questions, just quick questions.
Okay.
Okay, honey. Okay, do me a favor. It has to be one question.
Okay.
Okay.
Supposed to get married this year and been through some rough relationships, and I just want to make sure that we're making the right decision.
Are you getting married in June? May, June?
We have not decided yet.
Okay. Oops. Sorry. Okay. You want to know if he's the right one or if the right year.
Okay.
Add me on Facebook, because this is another personal thing that I'd rather not put on the air. If you want to go to my website.
Okay.
Okay, and then we can go into more detail.
While we're winding down, go ahead and give that information once again, and then it'll finish the show.
Okay. My website is www.LoriJohnson.com, and there's a button for Facebook that'll directly take you to my Facebook account.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for calling, and that'll do it for our show. Lori, I appreciate you being on, and I appreciate all our listeners and all our callers. You guys take care, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
You're welcome.